This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 11th, the Torah at Sinai. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 19. On the first day of the third month, after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. We don't often use the word Torah anymore, and it can be used in a few different ways. Generally, it refers to the law given by God to Israel at Sinai, including the Ten Commandments on stone tablets. But Torah can also refer to the five books of Moses, Genesis through Deuteronomy, in the Old Testament. At its root, Torah simply means God's instructions to his people for living in a way that honors him. If we read today's story wrong, we might think of it as a business transaction. If you do this, I'll do that. But that missed the central point. Before God gives his people the Torah and calls them to obedience, he's already doing the things he promises to do. In other words, God acts first, showing his love and care long before the people commit to follow him. That's the way it is with God's grace. Because God has already chosen and blessed the people, they can live in faithful obedience as outlined in the commandments and be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Thinking of God's initial love and faithfulness is the best way to think about the commandments for our lives today. They're simply instructions for joyful, faithful living. Ultimately, our heavenly high priest, Jesus, writes the law on our hearts. He has made us a priesthood and a holy nation to serve him in his world. Pray with me. Your instructions for living, O God, give us life in you and in your Son, our Savior, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.